Hello, this is Barry Paul Price, and we are here today to talk about having your needs come first when you're with men. I was just on the phone with a very successful, powerful woman named Diana, and Diana said to me something that really struck a nerve and that I've heard from a lot of women, and I want to share with you today. She said, you know, it just seems to me that I'm better off when I'm not with men. And what she meant when we talked a little more was she felt like whenever she'd get involved with a man, her life would get worse. She'd start letting things go in her life that were going well when she was on her own. So when she was on her own, she'd be doing great in her career and confident in herself, taking care of her body and just feeling amazing. And then she would get into these relationships with men where gradually her needs would not come first anymore. And eventually her needs would come last. And slowly but surely, the different areas of her life would get worse and worse until she was pretty unhappy with her life and the relationship. So today what I want to share with you is a powerful tool that makes sure that your needs get met first, even when you're around men or in a relationship with a man, so that you can actually have healthy love as well as being able to still be at your best. Because the thing is, when we're not meeting our own needs and when those needs aren't met, we become not only unhappy, but unattractive. So even if you're single and working on attracting a man, this is absolutely critical because you will not be able to attract a man so long as you aren't at your best. You're not going to attract your soulmate, the man who's all the best things you're looking for in a partner, if you aren't all of the best things that you know you're capable of being. And that begins with us looking at how to meet your needs and how not to stop meeting your needs, how to continue meeting those needs once you meet a guy and once you're with a guy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something that's called a needs assessment. This is figuring out what your top four needs are. And once we figure out what those top four needs are for you to be happy in your life, because everyone's a little different, we're going to look at how well you're meeting those needs. Which of those needs are being met well? Which of those needs are you low on? So we're doing a little bit of a quiz, a little bit of an assessment to help you start meeting your needs in a way that men will be attracted to and continue to respect once you're with them. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to datemennotboys.com/needs. And you will see there an assessment form with questions that you just have to answer in terms of what's more important to you. What are your top needs? These are very simple questions. It should take you about 10 minutes to go through this assessment. And at the end of it, you'll have a very clear picture of your top four needs and also exactly which ones you're meeting and which ones you're not. datemennotboys.com/needs. Take a minute, go over, have a look, and make sure that your needs continue to come first so you can bring the love, the abundance, the finances, the relationships, the body, and the health, and everything else you deserve and want into your life. Once again, that's datemennotboys.com/needs. Much love.